Welcome to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. Mr. White is the CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting, Better Business, Better Dentistry. This podcast strives to help break down the current and everyday issues within the dental industry. In each podcast, we discuss a topic on dentistry with respected industry professionals, dentists, and other relevant special guests. Our goal is to help provide you valuable insights for your dental practice. We thank you for listening today. From the dental chair to the beach chair, wherever you are listening, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Dental Breakdown Show. Now take it away, Christian.
Let's welcome our guest to the podcast today, Shelley Stark of Deisty Williams. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Dental Breakdown Show today.
Thank you, Christian. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you on the show today. I know you have a very productive schedule and you're taking some time out to be with me today, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We've got a lot of great things to talk about today, and the dentists are really going to get a lot of value from what you share today. So let me start things out. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and maybe give us a short bio?
Okay, I've been in the insurance industry serving the dental community since 2003. I've had the honor to work with two insurance agencies that have both been endorsed by the Minnesota Dental Association. As I am an expert in insuring dental practices, I know how to provide coverage that will protect your practices. And the best part of my job is those business relationships that I develop with my insurance over the years.
Amen. Well said. As I travel, as I trip through the tulips of life, a lot of the dentists I run into who work with you, they all say the same thing. You are wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So now I completely right turn. So tell me a little bit about your story. Of all the people in the world you could be working with, you chose dentists. There's got to be a good story there, Shelley.
Well, you know, they always say you never choose insurance. Insurance chooses you. And you know, there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
I had a nice long career with National Car Rental. And if you would have asked me then, what's the last thing that I would have wanted to do? It would have been getting into insurance. But it just so happened that I ended up working for a temporary service, and which got me involved in working with a carrier that served the dental community. And they were the first endorsed broker for the Minnesota Dental Association. They liked me so well that they hired me, and I became a producer or an insurance advisor within a couple of years. And I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do because I enjoy so much serving the community and protecting the doctors.
Nice. Well said. So let me ask this question. So Shelley Stark, how does she bring value to the private dentist?
How do I bring value? Well, like I said, I really strongly believe in having a strong business relationship. Mm-hmm. As I said, it's the best reward that I have in my job is those relationships. But along with that, I find it very important to always be available to my insurance to serve their insurance needs and also to protect them. One of the things that I do that some of the other brokers may not be able to do is conduct an insurance review to make sure that everything on their policy is accurate, going from looking at their leases to breaking out the operatories, radiographic equipment, and so forth, making sure that all aspects of their practice is properly covered. There are also additional coverages that they may not have that they need to be aware of. And with that, that's a nice little caveat into how important it is that I educate my customers on their coverage. Now, they may not remember from year to year. That's why I do try to conduct insurance reviews periodically. But if they have any questions, I always ask them to call me or their office staff if they have any questions, and I'm always available.
There's a word that you use that stands out to me, and that's the word educate.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about doing that when you're working with a dentist?
So, all right. So this this afternoon, I have an appointment with mm-hmm. a young dentist that's actually purchasing one of my practices. And so I've sent him the quote for the practice. And when we meet, I'm going to go over all the coverage that's included in it. I'm going to explain what they do. All right. And then he can ask me any questions at that time, should he have any. And so that he feels comfortable and he has a sense of protection and security in the product that I'm providing him. I never look at that I sell, you know, insurance. I provide coverage. That's what I do. I provide coverage to protect my insurance.
So for you, then, the relationship always comes first.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
I would say nobody does significant dentistry from a stranger. If they don't, if they don't know the dentist, the patient will normally not say, yes, I'd like to, you know, do this, or yes, I would like to proceed with whatever you're diagnosing. And mm-hmm. I think the same could probably be said for you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to buy, you know, no one's going to make an investment in insurance if they don't know that there's a really, really great person standing behind it.
Yes, and I do stand behind my insureds. That's, I want them to know that, and they'll feel it from the get-go, mm-hmm. always.
Amen. So tell me this. So your new patient experience. So mm-hmm. the dentists have one. Shelley Stark has one. So tell me about yours.
The new dentist experience. Well, what I do is I try to obtain as much information as I can. If it's a brand new dentist that's out of dental school and they need a professional liability policy, what I do is I explain the various coverage options that are available to them. Because when they graduate, there isn't a keen knowledge on professional liability. So I try very hard to educate them so they can make the right decisions for their coverage, because this is critical for them for their entire dental career to understand their professional liability coverage. And then if I have a dentist that's purchasing a practice, I try to make it as I say, as painless as possible by having them provide me information so that I can compile it so I can provide a quote for them rather than them having to do all the groundwork. I know it's a stressful time for them and I want to make it a pleasant experience for them.
So kind of like the dentist, you know, Shelley Stark has a treatment plan and this is what you need to do to be healthy. And this is why it's so important that we move ahead with this, this, and this, mm-hmm. because it's going to affect your practice this way, and this way, which is going to be a huge benefit for you. So mm-hmm. you have your own consult that you do.
Yes, indeed. Of course, you know, when someone's purchasing a new practice, you have to have your business owner's policy. Want to make sure that the limits of coverage for the practice is accurate. All right. If they are a tenant or even if they're a building owner, I want to make sure that we review the lease to identify who is responsible for the build out or the tenant's improvements and betterments. I will make sure that they have, of course, the general liability. We always add an umbrella that gives additional liability coverage over general liability, the workers' comp employer's liability. I will also make sure that they have employment practices liability, mm-hmm. whether it be part of their business owner's policy or a standalone that protects them on any employee claims and so forth, even third-party claims, a patient or a vendor making a claim against them for discrimination or harassment, et cetera. Then we have hired a non-owned auto, which is a little bit of a auto coverage for liability and property on their business owner's policy. And then, of course, most important, the data breach. Every dentist literally needs to have data breach. And every single one of my new insureds, they all have a data breach policy. Mm-hmm. And then I also want to make sure if there's more than one dentist that's working at the practice, that we have a professional liability entity policy that will protect all the doctors under the entity as well as the entity for vicarious liability claims.
Oh, that's an important list for the dentist to know about, because I'm sure mm-hmm. that most of them may have heard of maybe one or two of those or a couple of those, but not everything you just listed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of doctors just will have, you know, their general liability and they'll have their business business personal property coverage to general liability and the workers' comp. But a lot of the doctors that have had a carrier for many, many years, they're not fully knowledgeable of these other coverages that in today's world are really important to have. And I think that's one of the things that gives Dicey Williams, you know, an excellent reputation as far as providing the coverage that dental practices need.
Mm-hmm. The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
Hi, this is Shelley Stark. I'm with Dicey Williams. We are an independent insurance agency providing comprehensive insurance solutions and unbiased advice to over 1,000 dentists and 600 oral surgeons in the upper Midwest. We provide business insurance, healthcare and employee benefits, and personal insurance. And I'm proud to say we are endorsed by the Minnesota Dental Association.
So now let's take a little bit of a left turn. As you are out in the dental marketplace, you know, what do you see as the most important trends affecting the private dentist?
Well, right now, the big thing is data breach. We at Dicey Williams provide an excellent data breach policy for our insureds. Last week, I was up at Lake Itasca for the Northwest District meeting, and I gave a presentation on covering your assets, which was the importance of an insurance review. Then I went into the data breach, and then I went into the HIPAA three standards, you know, to be compliant. And then the data breach was very well received. There are a lot of dental practices that currently do not have data breach. And I have had various insureds of mine, all right, that have had breaches. And fortunately, all right, they have had the coverage. But there are dental practices of mine that I continue to reach out to, and they just won't, they just won't get the application and complete it. Lately, I talked with our broker or our carrier, Beasley, the other day, and the new thing is that these bad actors are reaching out to payroll companies.
Yes, they are.
And what they're doing is they're redirecting direct deposits to other banks. And when I talked with them, they said most of the claims that they're getting recently are the payroll claims versus the ransom claims. Because if you think about it, if you reroute somebody's direct deposit to another bank, they've got the money. They don't have to ransom you. They've got the money. And I have an insured that actually had that happen to them. And then I got a call from another insured of mine where it happened to the office manager. Now they have a data breach policy elsewhere, but they called me and I said, you're the second call that I've had. So this is becoming a big thing for sure. Now, just to add for data breach, because there's been so many data breaches and so forth, the carriers are all requiring that the insureds have multi-factor authentication, also known as MFA. This is a very big deal. And the reason why they have MFA as a requirement, they want to make sure that the insureds are helping to protect their information, not only for the practice, but for their employees as well as their patients. The data breach policy will be really, really most helpful in protecting them. In the presentation last Friday, one of the doctors that was attending there actually had a data breach And at the very end of the presentation, and I was so pleased that he spoke up. But anyway, at the end of the presentation, I asked if there were any questions, and this doctor brought up that he had a breach and how well the breach was handled. He says, I didn't have to pay anything. I said, well, except the $2,500 deductible. And he says, yes, you're right. And I said, doctor, what would the cost have been to you personally had you not had the data breach coverage? And he said it probably would have cost him about $60,000. And what happened to his breach is his partner, all right, went into the manufacturer company for one of the pieces of dental equipment that they purchased, and they wanted to download the user's manual. And that's how they got breached.
Wow.
So it's something as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't know when.
No, you don't. It's just... You know, sometimes you click on this and sometimes you do something else, and it's just all of a sudden it opens up a can of worms.
It does. It does.
So let me ask this question, going back to the payroll piece. So if you're a mm-hmm. dentist and you're hearing that, I mean, what can you do to protect yourself from the payroll piece? Is that something where you need to be in contact with your payroll company?
So I did talk with my dental practice that had that breach, and what had happened is the bad actor had her, the office manager's email address, and they were the ones communicating under her email address to the payroll company. So the payroll company, every time they responded, all right, sent the form, this and that, it was always the bad actor.
Yeah.
All right. And this happened back in April of last year. When the payroll company reached out to the office manager in August, they informed her, well, that new deposit, you know, that you wanted us to change the employee's payroll to, they're not accepting the deposits anymore. And that's when the office manager found out about it. So what they stated that they're doing with the payroll company now, okay, is they have to call anytime they get a request.
Yeah.
So as I meet, you know, with my insurance, and I brought this up at the meeting last Friday, that if you have a payroll company, make arrangements that if there's any changes and so forth, that your payroll company, that they contact you via a phone call to mm-hmm. confirm the accuracy of it. I think it depends upon the payroll company and how you have it orchestrated. It was shared with me last week that like some of the payroll companies, they actually will have the MFA where you have to go in, all right, multi-factor authentication in order to get something done. So again, like I said, the data breach companies are all requiring the MFA, and your third party vendors, they should have something like that too as well. You know, let's think about it. It's basically, you know, a third party vendor, and, you know, should have a business contract with them because that's your data. It's protecting your employees. You mm-hmm. want to know that they're going to do that.
Well, that's pretty important for everybody to know. Not obviously this is going way beyond dental.
It is. Definitely. It definitely is.
Oh yeah. Cause I've heard some of the same stories you have, and I've had clients who have had data breaches, and it is not exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun at all, believe me.
No,
it's not. So here's Shelly, here's my last question. So Shelly Stark, you know, entrepreneur, where does your entrepreneurial spirit come from to, you know, do what it is that you do and to do it as well as you do it?
Well, I guess it's part of the value system that I was brought up with. I remember being told when I was a child, it's not about you, it's about others. And so being at Dicey Williams and being an insurance advisor, I can use the values that I grew up with, that I've mm-hmm. sustained all my life. And for me, like I said a couple of times, it's about that business relationship that I develop and always being available for my customers. In fact, I have for years my work number to my cell. So even if somebody calls me after hours or on the weekend and so forth, as long as I hear it and I can actually get the message on my phone, I always reach out to them because I figure if they're calling me, they need me for something.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of service that I give. It's about taking care of them, making them feel secure mm-hmm. as one can be in their coverage.
Wow. Great answer. If I was a dentist and if I was working with you, I would feel very secure and in very, very good hands.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shelley, this has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Dental Breakdown Show today.
It's my pleasure.
So our listeners, if they would like to contact you directly and obviously mm-hmm. get some more information, where can they go to do that?
You can call me either at 952-843-4444, or you can email me direct at sstark@deistywilliams.com, and I'll spell that for you. S for Sam, T for Tommy, A for Apple, R for Robert, K for Ken, at deistywilliams, deistewilliams.com. sstark@deistywilliams.com.
Thank you for listening to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. If you would like more information about today's topic, have a topic suggestion, or would like to be a guest, please check out the description below. Or for more videos, podcasts, and information, please visit whitedentalconsulting.com/podcasts. If you liked the podcast today, please press that like button, subscribe to our channel, and hit that notification icon to become a part of the growing Dental Breakdown Show community.